The U.S. Navy's $60 million recovery effort of the Ahime Maru has ended. Rear Admiral William Clem announced yesterday that Navy divers searched for 23 days without locating the ninth and final victim. 26 people on board the Japanese fishing vessel survived the collision with a Navy submarine off the coast of Honolulu last February. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports.
Before the Navy could even begin transporting the sunken ship from the accident site to the recovery site, it had to address Japanese cultural and Buddhist traditions. Commander David Ray is a Navy public affairs officer assigned to the Ahime Maru recovery project.
It's important for us to remember that the reason for doing this is to return their missing loved ones to them and try not only to put ourselves in their place as grieving relatives, but to understand how perhaps in their culture, how that's different and how it's the same.
That's why the Navy contracted George Tanabe, a professor of religion at the University of Hawaii. He reviewed the Navy's recovery plan for culturally appropriate language. Tanabe said it had to be clear this was not a mission to salvage a ship, but a diplomatic gesture to recover the remains and personal belongings of the missing. Tanabe suggested, among other things, to change the word bodies to missing.
Another example was when they were describing the plans for taking the ship back out to a depth of 6,000 feet after the recovery project was complete. And the word they used was sink the ship. And so we suggested that they use words like lowering it or letting it down or letting it go to its final resting place.
Tanabe also explained to the Ahime Maru Command Center staff and divers why retrieving physical remains was so important to the Japanese people, most of whom are Buddhists. While American sailors may believe it's an honor to be buried at sea, Tanabe says the Japanese people believe, after death, bodily needs still persist.
And so the primary form of ritual care for the dead takes the form of feeding. If the dead are not fed, there's also a very common belief they become what are called hungry spirits or hungry ghosts. If you don't have the remains to cremate and to keep and to care after death, then there's no closure. The families can never feel that in some way they have fulfilled their responsibility for caring for the dead.
The Navy placed cameras on the divers' helmets to record the entire underwater recovery operation. To further ensure that cultural sensitivity was maintained at all times, unedited copies of the videos were recorded for family members of those who went down with the Ahime Maru. The remains of 17-year-old Takeshi Mizuguchi are still missing, but after 425 dives and more than 333 hours underwater, Navy divers recovered 8 other bodies. During the mission, divers observed Buddhist tradition by placing the recovered remains feet first into body bags. This way, says Tanabe, it's believed the spirit of the deceased will continue to stand upright. Furthermore, says U.S. Navy Commander David Ray, the divers brought the remains to the surface just once a day after sunset.
That is to afford a measure of privacy, and it is also a measure of respect because that then becomes the focus of the entire diving side, the location where the divers operate from. And the diving side comes to attention and renders honors to the remains as they're brought up.
The Navy may have ended its search for Mizuguchi, but the recovery mission is still incomplete. Divers must continue to collect the personal belongings of people aboard the Ahime Maru on February 9th and return them to the families. Furthermore, because one person is still missing, the Navy will perform a burial ceremony at sea before the vessel is lowered to its final resting place in 6,000 feet of water. Mizuguchi's family members will attend the event so they may conduct their own burial rituals. In the meantime, government officials in Hawaii and Japan have tentatively agreed to erect a memorial to the sunken vessel in Hawaii. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
The weak U.S. economy and the overall slowdown in travel since September 11th are taking a toll on Mexico's tourism industry. Some business leaders are pushing the Mexican government to legalize casino gambling as a way to entice Americans to spend their money south of the border. From member station KPBS, Eric Kneeler reports.